Don't change that dial. WGBB 1240 on your dial. Live, it's time for...
Listen up. Jesus is on the air.
Oh, the Spirit. And this is our good old friend Al Barbarino for our theme song.
Flows as a gentle breeze.
Tony, I sing this song in my sleep. I don't know if you know it. I hear it so often.
You sing it when we're driving. You sing it all the time.
Our heart at
I think I know the words better than Al.
But you can't sing it like our baby Al sings it.
Jesus wants to show the way. If we take
hey, listeners, we got a special treat today. You've all heard of Life in the Spirit seminars, and you've all heard of those crazy charismatic Catholics waving their hands and asking the Spirit to come in. Well, today, we're going to do a mini Life in the Spirit seminar with a baptism for the Holy Spirit at the end of the show.
And these crazy Catholics have dancing feet. They dance every time they hear the word Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's great. And, you know, you may say, is this really Catholic? And the answer is yes, totally, 100%. And that's nothing to be afraid of. And nothing to run away from. Those of you who are thinkers out there, put your minds aside. Get rid of your head. We're going to go for your heart today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that great? And we have two friends with us, Sarah Ryan and Teresita Calderon. And they are just as nutty in terms of the Holy Spirit as Tony and I are, and as Trevor is, who sits in that office looking like King of the Mountain. He can shut us up anytime he wants. He'd laugh at it, but you know you can do it, but you're not going to do that. And we're going to do a Catholic version of a Baptist Life in the Spirit, Baptism in the Spirit. How's that? Is that good, Trevor? Okay? All right.
We can share our problems.
I stopped talking when the instrumental came on and they talked over the voice. Am I hostile to Al? What am I doing here?
He doesn't mean anything, Al. He really doesn't. He's a lovable, lovable guy.
And it fills our soul with gladness.
And you know, Al is such a wonderful man. He does so much. We're so pleased that he did this for our show. He may not be, but we are. And we're going to start with the gospel. But before we get into the gospel of this coming Sunday, Tony, you have a few things you want to announce?
Well, yes. The first thing I want to announce is that in place of doing Saints Alive, we're going to do a little something on the Holy Spirit. And you're sort of an expert on the Holy Spirit, aren't you, Dr. Palmer?
No, I'm just open to it.
Do you know what they used to call the Holy Spirit years ago?
Holy Ghost.
Boy, you're old.
Holy Ghost.
You're old. Yes, used to be called the Holy Ghost. Right. And the Holy Spirit is actually a gift from God and Jesus. And they're gifts like knowledge, piety, confidence. But they're gifts not to accentuate ourselves, but to use for the growth of the church. And that's what the Holy Spirit is all about. And,
you know, I always thought of God the Father as wisdom.
And that's one of the gifts.
God the Son as our physical well-being.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit is the psychologist of God. And gets into your heart and changes you and teaches you truth. He's our advocate, our counselor.
And gives you the courage to move on and to evangelize in Jesus' name.
Well, let's move on with the gospel, okay, though, because we don't want people falling asleep.
Well, I was thinking of doing the second reading first. Is that okay with you, executive producer?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. So this is a reading from the Corinthians, chapter 12:3.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestations of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body, it's one to it and has many parts. And all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, and also Christ. For in one Spirit, we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit, the Word of the Lord.
Amen. And it's in Sunday's Mass,
and this
coming
reading.
Sunday.
This
so I want Catholics to listen to that. The gifts of the Spirit are for us, for everyone who believes Jesus is Lord.
And this will be in the second reading in Sunday's Mass.
Did you have another reading?
Yes, I wanted to do the
gospel. Oh, I'm all excited.
Okay. Now, this is the gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord Jesus and said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Sarah and Teresita, say hi to the people.
Hi, everybody.
No, I said say hi to the people.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, people. Hi, people.
Well, you know, you got to follow the rules here.
Sorry, I was never a rule follower.
You do know.
I was never a rule follower.
But you do know he's the executive producer. Okay. Don't worry, he's up for election.
I just want him to know that.
He's up for election at the end of June. Don't worry.
And you know what's happening, too? For those of you who are listening, you have a decision to make. We're asking you, are you deciding to follow Jesus today? Are you going to do that? Or are you going to sit back in your fanny and just let Jesus pass you by?
John, now that you said that, do you mind if I read very quickly an email I received?
No, go ahead.
I'll do it quick.
All right, it's from Nick. We know.
Okay. This testimony is in response to your relentless, repetitive belief that Jesus wants to be involved in your personal and business life. I can attest to this truth for only one reason. It is true, and I am living it. To accept this is faith. To live in it is hope. The truth must be honest within yourself, and it cannot be used for dishonest uses because it just won't work. This person was being interviewed for a job as a salesman in waste management, a big operation. And in the course of the conversation, he said that after the interview, he said to the interviewer, "Now it is in the hands of God. I've told you what I had to tell you, and now I'm just placing it with Jesus." And that interviewer was floored. He was like, "Wow, in all the years I've interviewed, not one person, not one, has ever said that to me. I would hire you, take you on immediately. I have to go through the routine, but I am so impressed with your statement. And praise be to Lord, praise be to Jesus. And thank you so much for sending us that email. He's a regular listener."
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank Jesus.
And you know, when you decide to follow Jesus, you decide to follow Jesus. So come on, sing along with us. We're going to sing with Tony Owens from the prayer group out of St. Gertrude's.
You're not going to sing, are you, Palmer?
I'm going to try.
Did you take lessons?
No.
I gave you that money for lessons. You never used it.
Go ahead, Trev. I hope it comes up. That's not it. It's the one before. It's pretty. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's the one after. There we go. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Come on, sing along with us.
Al Barbarino told me, Tony, don't say that. I dance.
We're going to let it play while we get let you guys talk about what happened when you were baptized and you said, yes, I'm going to follow Jesus. Want to share? Just turn it down a bit, low.
Good. Teresita, go right next
Teresita,
to the mic.
Teresita, you go first.
Sure.
You're on, whether you like it or not.
Actually, I was attending a Spirit in the Life seminar in Solomon's Porch in Oceanside at St. Anthony's Parish, and I had no problem with the gifts, and we were all doing the things, and it was about a 7 weeks course that we went in with, and I didn't have a problem with any of the gifts except for the gift of tongues. I had been attending Solomon's Porch, and I heard everyone around me praying in tongues, and that was fine, but it wasn't something I wanted to do. And really because it was something instilled in me as a little girl that it was not a gift from the Lord or from the Holy Spirit. So it was ingrained in me that it was not from God. With that, they continued to try to get me to pray in tongues, and it's just I was not comfortable with it. But what I did do was that I asked the Lord to show me that this is from Him. And He immediately took me into Scripture. Everywhere in Scripture that showed the gift of tongue was immediately shown to me. And the other barrier that I had was that if my mother would accept it. And not that she comes before my God, but that I needed to know and explain it to her. And He had me mark everything in Scripture that I had read. And when my mother said, you belong to the charismatics, you know, they're crazy, blah, blah, blah. She goes, you're not doing that prayer in tongues. And all I said was, Holy Spirit, tell me what to say to her. And He immediately just had me take my Bible out of my bag and just quote Scripture. And for the first time ever in my life, I heard silence. Silence come out of my mouth. And then I knew that the gift of tongues was from God. And then I had still not been praying in tongues, but I remember watching television and the Lord just simply saying, turn off the television and go pray. He had me do something very unusual that I had never done. He had me place blessed salt all around me as though to seal my prayer within that area. And I just started praying to Him in regular prayers, and all of a sudden, it just came from within me, rumbling up out of my mouth, and I prayed in gift of tongues. It was amazing.
Why don't we ask our listeners now, just while the music's playing, put yourself in the presence of God and say, Jesus, would you send me the gift of tongues? Even though it sounds crazy and silly, please help me accept the gift of tongues. And we're going to help them pray. And if you don't have the gift, just start out with Alleluia, 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 and then go into tongues. Praise you, Jesus. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And Jesus, we know you're releasing the gift of tongues in every listener here who has opened their heart, just like Teresita, opened their heart to tongues. It's not Catholic tongues. It's not Christian tongues. It's God's tongues. It's the Spirit inside of you, opening your heart. Open up, friends. Open up. And Sarah, how about telling us what happened to you when you opened yourself up to the Holy Spirit?
Well, again, God is so amazing. When you give yourself to Him, He will do amazing things with what little you give Him. And when I was baptized in the Spirit, I remember, again, the gift of tongues being something that you know, at first I didn't want it either. It didn't make any sense. Why would anyone want to pray that way and not know what you're saying? And then I realized that it was a way of getting out of the way so that I could speak to God, not with what I wanted to say, but what my spirit wanted to say back. Again, I went into scripture. It says that the spirit cries out with words, not words, but groaning. And so I was able to bring that scripture into my heart. And the way I brought that into my heart was when, in the baptism in the spirit, one of the gifts I got was the love of scripture. I remember picking up the Bible and reading it, and all of a sudden it was I could actually feel God's heartbeat when I was holding it next to me. I could actually feel the book just vibrating in my hand, and then I realized that truly that the Word of God was alive, and that it was actively alive, and that it could become part of me, and it became part of my flesh and bone of my bones. And it got me through so many hard and troubling times that I don't know how anyone can live without it. And it was all through the baptism in the Spirit that happened to me. And so by accepting one gift, two gifts, three, then you know what? You just open your heart to Him. And believe me, He's a God of wondrous deeds. And He just doesn't give you one gift. He gives you all of them. And every single one of them has a purpose and a plan.
We're going to ask Trevor, would you turn the music up and just let it keep playing on to the next song? Because we're going to explain what the gifts are. Because those of you who are saying yes, I'm going to lift up your hands at home and listen to what the gifts are.
But I want to preface that these gifts are to be used for the benefit and the growth of the church.
Absolutely. Lift up your hands, holy hands. So listen, if you're not involved and open to the Spirit, listen to the wonderful gifts that there are. You're going to hear a talk I gave back in October at the Baptism in the Spirit at St. Agnes in Rockville Center. We had over 350 people there, and they all surrendered to the Holy Spirit. It was wonderful. What a powerful day. And we expect to duplicate this on the air today. But we want you to know what you're getting into. That's what we're going to tell you about the Spirit. Tony?
Yes, and we're also looking for some conversions.
Absolutely.
We would like one conversion a week. And as we said...
I'm upping you.
You're upping too?
I'm saying three a week.
I'm more. Listen.
Three, what are you up to?
Hey, that would be so glorious if you could bring... We could bring 10 conversions.
Listen, 3,000 were converted
every time the apostle spoke.
3,000. Yes. I'm expecting more than 3,000.
But we're humble. We're not so...
I'm not that humble.
praise you.
We just ask people to be open to the gifts. Let's hear what the gifts are about. Lift up your hands, open your heart, and listen with your heart.
And you all are recipients of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let me give them to you just quickly. There are word gifts, there are power gifts, and there are gifts of tongues. And I can talk about them, but you know, the Holy Spirit is not a concept. He's a divine person. He's the mutual love of the God, of God the Father, and God the Son, and He wants to be in relationship with you 24 hours a day. It's not a think, folks. It's a do. It's a surrender. It's saying, come on in, Holy Spirit. Why don't you raise your hands? Holy Spirit, come on in. Let me hear you. Come on, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. I give you my permission to change in me.
I give you my permission to change in me.
What needs changing today?
What needs changing today?
So that I may be filled with your power and with your love.
So that I may be filled with your power and your love.
Put your hands down. You look silly. Word gifts. Wisdom. God talks to you. You heard it from Father. You heard it from each speaker. You'll hear it from me. He speaks to you. Speaks to me. Blessed Sacrament. And he speaks to me. He gives me words. I have them out on my website, HolySpiritWithin.net. I have over 20,000 words I've been given over the years. And people tell me that it's wonderful to read them. But you don't have to worry about my words. You have to worry about what he says inside of you. He will speak to you at critical moments and guide you. And people come to me and say, John, I think I'm crazy because I think God's talking to me. Well, you're not crazy. You just don't understand why or how and what way he's doing that. But he is touching you, wants to touch you. I know everyone in this room has had that experience. You wouldn't be here if you weren't looking for more. And I don't care if you've been baptized in the Spirit 100 times or once. At that moment, all those gifts are in you. Wisdom. The word of knowledge. I've been to prayer meetings and healing services where a priest, Father de Grand, says, somebody here in a purple jacket who's getting the healing of whatever. And it happens. Person stands up and starts crying. It happened. I was out to a concert. I pray with people all the time. I was out at a concert over in Jones Beach for Father Charles Mangana. A woman comes up to me. You're Dr. Palmer, aren't you? I said, yeah, I'm Dr. Palmer. At least I was when I got here. You prayed over me several months ago. I said, I did. And she said, yeah. And I told you I had breast cancer and I had ovarian cancer, third stage, and I was going to have to go through 2 serious surgeries. And I said, yeah. And she said, and you said to me, Jesus is telling me to tell you not to worry about the surgery. You're going to be fine. I said, I said that. And she said, yes. And I said, what happened? I went back to the doctor, and the cancers were gone. Gone. You have the same gift. If you surrender yourself totally, and you can pray with other people, you're told in Scripture, lay hands on people. There's a gift. And let the love of the Holy Spirit flow through you and touch them. And they will be healed. Maybe not of what you want, but they will be healed. And those words come from 3 sources. Satan, forget him. Ourselves, that's the tough one to get at. And I give you a real example of that. You all know my wife had cancer, brain cancer. And you know that I prayed with her every night for healing. And every night, oh, she's going to be healed, healed, healed. Well, she died. And I said, hey, Jesus, what are you doing? You give me these, forget all these words. He said, no, go back and look at your words. You wanted that healing so bad, you were forcing your words into my mouth. And I kept on telling you, she's going to be healed my way, not your way. And I have confirmation of that. The day Roseanne died, we were saying the Hail Mary. And it ended with now and at the hour of our death, amen. That's when she died, right at that moment. But that's not the confirmation. A few seconds later, I heard Roseanne's voice in my head say, John, it's beautiful here. It's beautiful here. Wow. Talk about a confirmation of what we believe in. Another word, gift, is a gift of evangelization. That means open your mouth and speak, talk. Let people know that Jesus is alive in you. The Holy Spirit is there and he'll lead you to God the Father. Tell them about true presence in the Eucharist. Tell them about the power of the sacrament of reconciliation. Last Saturday morning, I was having a horrible, horrible, horrible morning. I said, well, I'd like to go to confession once a month. So I went over to St. Aidan's, and they had confession at 12:30 followed, and at the same time had adoration at the same time. Went into confession now. I'm loaded with crap, excuse me. But loaded with it. You know what that is. You've got it.
Speak to yourself. I'll tell you the word I have to, I'll finish this story. I'll tell you the word I have to Satan one time when I was walking, because I walk every morning 2 miles, and I was really being attacked verbally, and I said, Jesus, would you take that pitchfork and put it in him where the sun doesn't shine and get him the hell out of here? It's not a holy prayer, but it worked for me, and he left. And when I came out of confession, all that negativity was gone. And I was before Jesus in adoration. He says, aren't you special to be here? I love you. I love you. I love you. He's saying that to each of you now. I love you. Your heart will beat in tandem with those words. I love you. Would you understand that? I love you. There are power gifts. Discernment, we just mentioned. There's also discernment of spirits. And there are people who can identify evil spirits. Many years ago, there was a woman who told me she had that gift, and she was at a cocktail party at the Garden City Hotel, and this man was standing in front of her, and he looked dead. Dead. Like he had been embalmed 10 times. It was James, it was Baird, the one who started the abortion movement. Discernment of spirits. Healing, we just talked about healing. Pray for your family members. Put your hand on them. When I pray with people, I hug them, I put my hand on them, and I just say whatever comes into my head because I trust totally the power of the Spirit. And there are miracles that occur. I just got an email from somebody about a doctor in Florida who's brought several people back to life who were legally dead. And he's a charismatic Catholic who prayed over them after they gave up. And they came back. Jesus is alive, doing healing and miracles in our lifetime. There's a gift of tongues. How many have the gift of tongues? I was a closet tonguer. I'm sorry, I have to confess this. I didn't want anybody to know. I'm a psychologist. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. You know? Don't make life light of that gift. It's given to you for your own personal edification. And when you pray in tongues, you invite the Spirit to take over because you become a babbling idiot. And you say, come, Holy Spirit. And the Spirit will take over. He will take over. Don't be afraid of it. It's kind of nice. And when you're mad at somebody and you're driving the car and you want to not think bad thoughts, pray in tongues and let your spirit give those bad thoughts over to God. And when you're in a group sometimes, there's another gift called interpretation of tongues. And I've been at groups where somebody says, I don't have any not any words, but I do have this. And somebody stands up. Oh, you're saying this gift of interpretation of tongues. See, the Spirit spreads its gifts out all over us, you know, and we take and use them. You know, you heard use it or lose it. Use it. Whatever you've been given, use it. And the last is a gift of prophecy. A gift of prophecy. He gives you words, prophetic words. And they may be about somebody in a group or something that he's going to do. In preparing for today, he gave me a prophetic word for you. I'm going to read it. Called My Springtime in Love. We've been... I am waking you to my new day for you. I do not speak of time. I speak of my new life for you, within you, beyond time. This is not something you understand. It's something you experience intimately and internally within the depths of your being. I call you here so that the divine person of the mutual love of our Father and myself, Jesus,
that divine person, the most Holy Spirit, may flow both freely and powerfully within your being. You have been made ready for this day, for you have been faithful to my call, to my true presence in the Eucharist for oh so many years. You have experienced my true presence in you intimately and powerfully each day in your walk through time, even if you don't know it. We, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have gifted you internally in ways that defy understanding. You have ignored voices within you that have questioned your sanity as you relentlessly pursued our true presence in you, in word, in thought, and in deed. My friends, I am here to reassure you that you are 100% sane in your quest for more and more of our experiential love in you. I have already gifted many of you in special ways as you dealt with the trials of your life. I have indeed made you ready for this day. Come, be with me. Let go of you. I wish to speak to your heart. Today, I announce a fresh outpouring of our most Holy Spirit in you, and in a new and a most powerful way. The gifts you have received over the years in your aggressive pursuit of more and more of our love are being renewed and actualized in you throughout this day. In addition, I reaffirm the prophecy of Pope John Paul II when he predicted a new springtime for my church, wherein to join the wedding feast, participants must be docile to the presence of the Most Holy Spirit within them as their personal, intimate, internal, experiential guide to the fulfillment of our promise of life eternal in love in our New Jerusalem. Our new life in love eternal is not attained from reading a book. Sorry, Sarah. Okay, no. Or creating theological concepts about what it may or may not be. On the contrary, our new life in love eternal is a gift that is infused experientially in hearts, souls, and minds such as yours that are surrendered to the best of your ability, to the true presence of our love in you. My friends, be not afraid of what I say or do in you today. Know that this day is set aside for you as grace-filled preparation for what is to be in the world of man. Be not afraid. I do not predict doom and gloom of end times. Instead, I predict a new springtime for my people as the power of our mutual love in a divine person of our most Holy Spirit is released like a tsunami of love across the four corners of the world as you know it. My friends, this is not about you. This is about the world. This is about forever. Just as in the time of Noah, people will be conducting business as usual and laughing at those who boarded Noah's ark. People will scoff at you in your faithful, diligent pursuit of more of our experiential love within your being. My friends, Today, I make you laborers in my field of love so that through the gifts we share in you, the harvest will be great. These are the days of Elijah. And then he added the next sentence. Elijah has returned. Righteousness is being restored. These are the times spoken of in Revelations 22, wherein our Son, Jesus the Messiah, will reign in peace. Many of you will see these events occur in your life in the time-driven world of men. Those who cross over to my timeless love before these events occur in time in your world will also experience our great awakening along with all members of our mystical body. Don't try to analyze these words or look for signs confirming them. You'll only waste your time. These words are not to be understood. They are to be lived experientially through the love that we infuse in you today as you receive our gifts of the Spirit within you and each subsequent day of your life in time and in your life in love eternal. Beyond time. Amen.
Is that a holy setup?
That was wonderful, John.
It's a holy setup.
That was a great talk.
And
very
you guys who are listening, I don't care how many times you've been baptized in the Spirit, you leak. And we're going to pray that you get baptized again. Keep talking, Tony.
Can I say something?
I got my hand raised.
You
can't. Go ahead.
You know, Jesus promised his apostles that he would send them the Holy Spirit. And on Pentecost, that's when he sent them the Holy Spirit. And just so happens that tomorrow is Pentecost Sunday. And it's the birthday of our church.
Is that why we're doing this today? What do you think?
That's why we're doing it, John, I think. I think that's why you selected it. But I want to make mention that Pentecost Sunday is, actually it's 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven and 50 days after Easter. And it was the time, it's the oldest feast of the church. It's actually mentioned in the Acts. And it says very simply that the disciples were gathered in the room with the Blessed Mother. And it said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole room. And then fires of tongue split on each disciple's head. And at that time, each disciple was blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And from there, they went out and evangelized the Word of God and Jesus. And thus, we have what we have today, our church. And they were the foundation of our church. And happy birthday, everyone.
Good idea. Good thought. Trevor, we're going to start the baptism in the Spirit. Now, those of you who are reluctant at home, just put a pinky up. But those of you who are a little more open, put three fingers up. And those of you who are wide open, stand up and put your hands all the way up in the air, because the Holy Spirit's going to come your way. We're going to send forth the Spirit.
Let's get on the table. Come on, let's go, everybody.
John Michael Talbot. Come, Holy Spirit, enter the hearts of our listeners. Pray out loud, Jesus. Pray, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. Touch them. Give them the gifts, Lord. Whatever you want, give it to them.
Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Lord, send forth your Spirit and renew face of the earth.
Sarah, get off the table. I was only kidding, please.
Lord, oh my soul, you
Trevor, stop doing somersaults. The Spirit's in you.
Clothed with light and majesty.
Keep it going, Teresita.
Light and glory. You
you fixed the earth on foundations, never more to be moved.
We love you. We love you.
As with the cloak that covered her,
all those that we prayed for healing, touch them now, Lord, with your healing love.
Lord, send forth your spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of our faithful. Renew the face of Long Island.
Lord, send forth your spirit and renew the face of the earth. You send.
Al, I'm going to sing. I don't care what you say.
Lord, give them the gift of singing.
Beside them the birds of heaven dwell. From their branches, send forth this seed.
Those of you who want the gifts of tongues, sing along with John Michael Talbot. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Won't you join our party? Those of you with a pinky up or three fingers up, stand up. Put your hands up. Come, Holy Spirit. Praise you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, there are so many gifts and so many souls wanting them. Touch them now, Holy Spirit. Come alive in them. Knock them off their seats if necessary. Put them on their backs, same as you did with St. Paul. Touch them, Lord. Convert them.
Send them out there. Let them evangelize.
Conversion in the Holy Spirit. Catholic Pentecostals are Catholicostals. Praise you, Lord. Make them Catholicostals.
Lord, send out your spirit and be.
Send them out, Jesus. Send them out.
Those who've had their backs turned on the church for one reason or another, Lord, kick them in the fanny. Turn them around. Have your spirit touch them. Thank you, Lord.
For all those who are behind closed doors right now, who are afraid to come to us, who are afraid to accept the gifts for fear of them, what the Lord might ask of them, let them know right now, Father, that you will ask nothing of them, but you will give them everything. All they need to do is to open their hearts to receive you. And no longer will they stay behind closed doors, but they'll come forth with joy, with peace, with love, with generosity, with kindness and goodness and mercy. This is your gift to them, Father. When they receive you, you set their hearts on fire. Did they not say, were not our hearts on fire as we walk with the Lord? He wants to set your heart on fire today. He wants to burn away anything that's holding you back, anything at all that's holding you back from receiving him. Fear not, for the Lord is with you. He will fight your battles. He will bring you from that place of fear, and he will bring you to the mountaintop so that you can view everything differently. You can have a heavenly perspective. You'll have the wisdom of Solomon.
Thank you, Jesus.
So all situations will change.
So sign up in Jesus' army. Sign on a dotted line. And you'll send the evil one screaming away, screaming
amen,
away.
Amen.
Amen.
You know,
sign on that dotted line.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus.
What happens?
Thank you, Jesus.
We love you.
When that takes over, the Spirit takes over, you're going to find he's a comforter. Listen, as Jim Cowan describes, the peace that will come into you, the comfort of the Holy Spirit in all moments of your life, no matter what troubles you, he's with you 24/7, never sleeps. He's always with you, healing you, touching you, guiding you, gifting you. Holy Spirit Comforter. Not just feelings, it's a relationship and love. That's what we're after, Lord. Open the hearts of every listener to the gift of your Holy Spirit. Touch them, Lord. Touch them. Renew them. Give them the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know what gift they need most. Give it to them now, Lord. As part of their baptism in the Spirit, release what they received at confirmation. Praise you, Lord.
Slowly drifted away from the church. I know it's bothering you. All you need to do is to come back. There's no great horror. Just come back and join Jesus in his arms.
Open your heart. Listen with your heart.
We know that there are some of you out there that have drifted away and that are yearning to come back. So just do it. Just do it.
Say yes.
Say yes.
Let the comfort of the Holy Spirit touch you.
We want you back. We love you.
Jesus is calling you. God the Father is calling you. Make an altar call. Step forward. Lift your heart. Lift your hands. Be open. Listen to the words of the song.
God Most High, seat of immortality.
Beating the bishop. We're ahead of him. Day before Pentecost.
We're preparing the soil.
Amen.
I stand before you to testify. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Come back. He will prepare a table before you. When you walk into that church and you look at that altar, that's where he prepares a table for you. The table of plenty. He's waiting for you.
And he's saying, and he's saying, come home. It's not too late. It's not too late. Just come home.
It's what Bishop Murphy has proposed. Love me more deeply. Day by day. Open your heart. Has nothing to do with a bishop. Has nothing to do with anything church related. Now between you and God. Open your heart. Come in. Jesus wants to talk to you. Spirit wants to touch you.
And Jesus, I have these people in mind, in my mind. Help them to come back. These people that I have in my mind that I'm praying for, let them come back.
Bring our children.
Help
back.
Them to come back. And bring our children, absolutely.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bring those who've been hurt by abuse back, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch them, Lord. Bring them back. Keep playing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
All those prodigal children, bring them home.
Spirit of the living God, fall on each person.
Trevor. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has ready
Spirit
for those who love him.
The living God.
Come, Holy Spirit, touch our friends. Touch their hearts. Bless them.
Fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Melt me more.
for sending your Holy Spirit, your Paraclete, your teacher, the best friend any person can have. Thank you for touching our listeners, the gift of baptism in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for awakening those gifts that were implanted in them as part of the sacrament of confirmation.
Trinity, thank you for the Father, you, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for such wonderful gifts.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on them.
Thank you, Lord God.
We know you've been touched. We know it. The power of God's love is in you. We know it. He's here. I felt it right here at this table. Mm. How about comments from those of you who are here? Anything you want to add?
Just want to give so much love and praise to Jesus and the Heavenly Father and for all the gifts he's given us and for the gift of the Blessed Mother and her watching over us as our true and loving mother, and so many gifts that we receive. Just so thank you so much.
Teresita, anything you want to add?
Yes, there's a river of people being healed, and the presence of the Holy Spirit has fallen upon you. Take that gift, open that gift, and share it with all of those around you.
And if you feel a little dizzy or worried or concerned, don't worry, that'll pass. Some of you, if you got knocked off your feet, that's just resting in the Spirit. It's okay. Sarah?
I just want to say to you, for those who maybe are not quite sure what's going on right now, that's okay. Just know that God is having his way with you. And that find a place, a church, a prayer meeting, somewhere you can go, someone you can talk to share what's happening to you right now.
And by the way, if you tuned in late, that was Sarah and Teresita from Advent Shops, and they're so spiritual. And our executive producer, of course, is Dr. John Palmer, and I'm just Anthony Chiffo.
Praise God.
And you know what? Like you said earlier, happy birthday, everybody.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Welcome back. Welcome to the power and the love of the Holy Spirit. Trev, let's put that last song on. The power of the love is in you now. You are one in love with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Can't get any more Catholic than that.
Absolutely.
And you're Catholicostals.
Bring me near, draw me to you. rise up like an eagle, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see your face to face, the knowledge of your love as you live in me.
He's alive. He's alive.
Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living yesterday. By the power of your love.
Just thank you for what you have for us. For the power of your love. For the power of your forgiveness. For the power of your mercy.
With you, your spirit leads me on, and the power of your love.
Sarah, keep those dancing feet going. Carasita, get off the table. John, give me my money back for those singing lessons. Franklin Square Street Fair tomorrow. Come and say hello to me. And we're going to have the 30th anniversary of the Medjugorje, alleged Medjugorje apparitions on June 23rd at St. Paul the Apostles Church. All are welcome.
And tonight at Curia of Ars, the choir from Medjugorje is going to be singing between 10 and midnight, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament to welcome in Pentecost. Curia of Ars in Merrick tonight.
Wonderful.
Thank you, everybody.
God bless. Happy birthday.
Listen up, 1240 at AOL.com. We will respond to each and every petition. And we're praying for the petitions that we have brought with us.
Trevor, thank you so much. What a solid job. Thank you so much. Everybody who was touched because of you. Thank you.
You were right on, Trevor.
Yeah.